We give thanks and glory to the Triune God who received great glory and granted success throughout the Malaysia mission trip. We sincerely thank our beloved senior pastor for praying, supporting, and sending the mission team so that we could deliver the precious word and lead spirit-filled prayer meetings. We also extend our gratitude to all pastors, elders, and members who supported this trip with love and prayer. Today, I will share the message preached at the 17th anniversary service of Penang Mamin Church and also report it on the mission trip. Through the senior pastor's guaranteed prayer, the mission team successfully completed the Malaysia mission trip from December 3rd to December 9th by God's grace. The team departed Incheon International Airport at 11 a.m. on December 3rd and arrived at Kuala Lumpur International Airport around 5 p.m. God showed a brief rainbow of colors around the sun, and during the flight, He displayed a rainbow about the clouds, allowing us to begin this mission trip with expectation of hope. Upon the mission trip's arrival at Kuala Lumpur International Airport, we were welcomed by workers who loved the Central Church and our senior pastor, including those from Sarawak on Borneo Island and Johor Bahru. And we shared a time of grace with the workers at the airport, reflecting on the meaning of this trip. It was especially touching to see a new member who attended a 2025 Mamin Summer Retreat, now well settled, coming to the airport and faithfully serving in the church. They said, the workers shared that because it was a rainy season, they'd seen a lot of rain and that it rained even the day before. But the rain stopped on the day of the mission trip's arrival, allowing the schedule to begin in cool weather. This, they testified to how greatly God guaranteed the mission trip. We went straight to the dinner venue and shared a meal prepared by the workers from the Sarawak region. I saw new members who had not attended the church well, joining and showing growth. On the morning of December 4th, we visited Kuala Lumpur Church and offered prayers. Deaconess Wu Xie-mei, the leader of Kuala Lumpur Mamin Church, shared with joy and gratitude that she had completed a 70-day relay prayer for the church's revival on Sunday, November 30th, and that our visit came 4 days later on Thursday. In the afternoon at Shodu Mamin Church, we met Deacon Wu Liang Yong and his wife, who are running a family church in Miri Sarawak, as well as President Deborah Chung of Malaysia Mamin Publishing. President Chung shared a vision of awakening the Christian community in Malaysia through publication ministry. She introduced several publishing plans, especially a project to present the message of the cross in comic form so that children can easily read it. And she also requested counseling regarding the operation and future direction of the Urim bookstore, which she is currently running. Deacon Wu Liang Yong, who is carrying out a home church ministry in Miri Sarawak, has devoted a lot financially. He shared his hope that many would receive blessings in Malaysia and encouraged the members in the Central Church. He also asked whether we can visit there once every 3 months. I then met the souls who's been caring for online and pray for them with the handkerchief. Deacon Wu reaches out to not only people in Malaysia, but those in other countries online. He introduces our ministry to them and let them receive prayer online. Since many of them are receiving healing, he keeps reaching out to them. At this time, the prayer was requested for a member who had recently suffered multiple fractures in the hip area, and he received healing after prayer. The same person later requested prayer for another illness, so I prayed for him with a handkerchief. Afterward, I met a deaconess who has a PhD in Malaysian linguistics and is in charge of interpreting and translating our services and materials. I provided counseling and prayed for her. This deaconess is a teacher and expressed her strong desire to attend the Mami Summer Retreat next year by using a one-time religious leave granted to a public servant. So requested Senior Pastor's prayer. Because the retreat is usually held in early August, which is not a school vacation period in Malaysia, she's not permitted to take leave. Even if it is granted, she has to stay in Malaysia. For this reason, she earnestly needed Senior Pastor's prayer. In the evening, we held a spirit-filled prayer meeting under the title, The Lord, Our Healer, Sharing the Word. After delivering a brief message, I prayed for the members, and various diseases were healed. One woman who had been suffering under the forces of darkness, the power of darkness, received peace in her heart and confessed, I'm a child of God. Jesus Christ is my Lord. The following day, she personally prepared a shrimp dish and brought it to me, which was a touching moment. Ye Mei Feng, a member registered in 2024, had injured her ankle and had difficulty walking. However, when she came to the airport to welcome the mission team after seeing the team, she was able to walk without discomfort. And after receiving prayer at the Spirit-filled prayer meeting, she testified that she felt better. Another member, He Huizhen, who had difficulty walking due to a stroke, testified that her body felt much lighter after receiving prayer, giving glory to God. After the Spirit-filled prayer meeting ended, the members were so filled that they did not leave. While we were still gathered, a patient in pain came to receive prayer. Unable to enter the sanctuary, the patient was brought by his son by car and received prayer outside of church. Many things happened. On the morning of Friday, December 5th, we met with three believers from another church based in Sri Lanka who longed to meet us after hearing that a pastor from Korea would be visiting Shodu Mami Church. They shared their spiritual thirst and desire for the Word of Life. As I spent about an hour talking with them, I was thankful that there are still people in the world who long for the truth. I introduced our ministry through a brochure and showed them photos of the shepherd conducting united crusades all over the world. One of them, a Filipino migrant woman, showed particular interest upon learning that his crusade were also held in the Philippines. Another woman, an Indian background, was carrying deep pain due to family matters. After the counseling, as I prayed with the handkerchief, a strong work of the Holy Spirit took place and she cried out. It was an immediate spiritual reaction that she hadn't recognized. I was very surprised. She screamed so loud and changes happened after that. What was especially remarkable was that as I moved closer, even before I laid a handkerchief on her, she screamed. After the prayer, they shared that they had never experienced anything like this before and were astonished. Having witnessed the powerful work of the Holy Spirit, they wanted to meet our senior pastor in person, saying they longed for an even stronger experience of the Holy Spirit. When I told them that they could experience such powerful works at the summer retreat, they replied that August felt too far away and even asked if there was any way they could come sooner. They can't wait. Although they initially planned to leave after meeting with me, they were so filled with grace that they attended a baptism service in the afternoon and continued receiving blessings. We then held sessions of counseling and prayer for the members of Shodu Mami Church. When meeting with the student group, I found that many of them had issues of cell phone addiction. It was more severe, it was more serious than people, our students in Korea. I advise that while it is best not to spend excessive time on phones, when they do use them, they should watch only Bible and spiritually beneficial content. When I asked those willing to do so, raise their hands, everyone did. And I was impressed by the purity of these students. To the workers' team, I encouraged each person to faithfully fulfill their role and to achieve revival. Uniting with the leader, Deaconess Chiu Feng Ping, I was thankful to see this group of church workers. They registered in 2023 and 2024, but they've already grown spiritually, faithfully carrying out their duties. They felt refreshed through counseling. At 3 p.m., at 3 p.m., a baptism service was held in which 10 people were baptized. Some of the members who attended this baptism service have been with the church since its founding. With the recent relocation of the sanctuary, they expressed gratitude that with the senior pastor's permission, they were able to receive baptism before the end of 2025. A church worker seminar was held under the title "One in the Lord." Under the title "One in the Lord," during the seminar, I shared how becoming one in the Lord brings great glory, great joy to God, and also serves as a wisdom in life. I said that just as many organs of our body come together to sustain life, the body of Christ is also connected as one when each member carries out its proper role, and through this, the whole body grows daily and receives life. Just as many parts of the body are one living body and absolutely depend on one another, the members of the Lord's church are the same. I emphasize that since the body is one, the Spirit is one, and the Father God whom we serve is one, we recognize the value of each member and truly become one in the Lord. In just 4 years after its founding, Shouldu Mamin Church is ready to expand its sanctuary. Previously, the old sanctuary used only one floor and faced many limitations, but the new sanctuary has three floors. They have an education hall, a children's worship room, etc., which allows the members to have various activities in a more comfortable environment. The sanctuary is not completed yet, and there is some work left to be done. We ask for your prayers for this. On the morning of Saturday, December 6th, after completing all the schedules in Kuala Lumpur, we boarded a flight to Penang with the members seeing us off. During the flight, Father God showed us a circular rainbow surrounding the sun as if promising to be with us throughout the Penang schedule. After a one-hour flight, we were welcomed by about 60 members at the airport. Receiving their warm welcome, we felt proud of Mamin and once again felt grateful to our beloved senior pastor who prayed for this mission trip. After the arrival, we shared a time of fellowship and a meal with Pastor Ji Jung-hoon and his family. Pastor Ji had served in another denomination. After finding out about the shepherd's ministry, he was touched by the precious words and manifestations of power. He registered in 2007 and has faithfully served ever since. He shared that he has been involved in the ministry in Malaysia for 30 years. As we listened to his moving stories and his expression of love for deaf souls, his family and I were brought to tears. I shared that on this blessed path, any persecution or refinement should be transformed into greater joy and thanksgiving. After sharing a late lunch with Pastor Ji's family, we arrived at our hotel. Out of habit, I take photos whenever I get into a car, and the clear blue sky was embroidered with beautiful clouds. But astonishingly, only a few minutes after entering the hotel, heavy rain and lightning began outside, allowing us to once again to experience Father God's careful protection. From the moment the mission team arrived in Malaysia and throughout the entire schedule, rain fell when we were traveling by car or holding events indoors, cooling the outside temperature. And when we went outdoors, the rain had already stopped and the weather was clear. It was neither hot nor sweaty, unlike the usual Malaysian heat. That's how God guaranteed the prayer of senior pastor. On December 7th, we attended a 17th anniversary service of Penang Mamin Deaf Church. On this day, not only members of Penang Mamin Church, but also members from 12 deaf branch churches in 5 countries participated. Believers from around the world joined the anniversary service online, including Asia, the Americas, and Europe. At the service, I delivered a message under the title, The Church Leading All Peoples to Salvation. I'll share the details later. At 2 p.m., I preached under the title, By His Stripes We Are Healed. And during the Holy Spirit prayer meeting, I prayed for each member with a handkerchief. A total of 21 members came forward and testified to healing, including a man from the Selangor Branch Church in Kuala Lumpur who has suffered from paralysis for 10 years. We were especially thankful to hear from members who received prayer and healing in 2024 and were now testifying 1 year later. Among them, a young male worker shared that after receiving prayer last year, he was greatly blessed. At that time, his monthly income was about $1,300, but now he has been blessed with an income of approximately $2,000. He testified that his workload increased so much that he even received the blessing of being able to purchase his own home. Considering that the average monthly income in Malaysia is about $520, this represents a blessing of nearly... After the Holy Spirit prayer meeting, an anniversary celebration performance was held at a banquet hall about 10 minutes from the church. The venue is a high-end location that would require a budget of about $7,400, and Deacon Joseph and his wife, who oversee the Thai and overseas deaf churches, pay for the expenses. Deacon Joseph and Sister Karakat were married in Thailand this past September. As Deacon Joseph is Malaysian-born, he desired to host a meal for Malaysian members and overseas guests. For this reason, he rented an outside venue to host the meal and allowed the church to have the anniversary performance in a spacious location with good facilities. The deaf members offer special performances, including Sarawak traditional dance, sign language praise, Thai intertraditional dance, praise by well-known Malaysian and Thai influencers, and the Korean fan dance, Festival of Flowers, through which all received great grace. Although the venue staff were Muslims, they were amazed to see the deaf members dancing to praise songs, and it was deeply moving to see invited relatives and family members also sharing in the grace. At this venue, I met Deacon Daniel Lee, who is conducting a Mamin home church ministry in Ipoh, Malaysia. I provided counseling and prayed for him. Although he's a layperson, Deacon Lee maintains close fellowship with local Christian leaders and serves in a leadership role in the local Christian community. And we realize that he's a worker prepared for future pastoral connections. Knowing the excellence of Gospel of Holiness, Deacon Lee and his wife are preparing for a sanctuary construction by purchasing and remodeling an old building to more effectively spread the gospel. They asked for prayer for this. On the morning of December 8th, Father God showed us a beautiful circular rainbow. We made our way to Penang Mamin Deaf Church and had meetings with the local members and those from other countries. First, I met with the Thai members group and prayed for them. Recently, the Hat Gay area in Thailand experienced severe flooding with 335 millimeters of rainfall in a single day, said to be the heaviest in the 300 years. There were flood, electrocution, and drowning incidents nearby, yet the Hat Gay members gave thanks, testifying that they were protected by God's grace. Some of their sanctuaries were sunk, but it didn't matter. It didn't have anything to do with their worship service, so they were protected. They share that it is a great blessing to live a life of faith at a church where they can hear the gospel of holiness and firsthand witness the works of power. I then met Deacon Joseph and Sister Karaket and prayed for them. Sister Karaket imports goods from overseas and sells various products through her TikTok channel, and she shared that her business is prospering greatly. She expressed her desire to be of great help to the Mamin Deaf Church in Bangkok. Sister Karaket operates a well-known personal shopping channel, and she testified that as a recognizable figure among the Thai deaf community, her business was blessed to double within 3 months through her positive influence and role. She shares the gospel with the patients, introduces the works of power, and helps them receive healing. She shared that her entire family practices Buddhism, and as a result, she says she suffered from severe migraines. After attending Bangkok Mamin Deaf Church, she was healed. During the Holy Spirit prayer meeting, when I laid a handkerchief on her head, she said that she felt strong heat. Deacon Joseph shared that his prayer goal is to fully prepare for Pastor G's future Thailand mission work. Meeting Elder Mahedran, who was inaugurated last year, left a deep impression on me. He's a truly admirable and loving elder. He expressed gratitude that he could devote himself for God's kingdom and said that he expects many people in Western Europe to serve together with him. Although Elder Mahedran is responsible for Europe, he's also devoting himself for souls in Africa, providing support to the Goma and Sake areas of DR Congo and establishing branch churches there. Given the difficult economic situations in DR Congo, he shared that he uses 50% of his monthly salary to support African deaf churches. The Goma church currently has about 120 members with the potential to grow to 200 to 300. In the Sake area, some deaf members cannot afford bus fare, so they walk up to 6 hours round trip to attend church. Most of them attend only the morning service and then return home after having lunch. This is because walking back home alone takes 1 to 3 hours. He explained that since the roads are now well paved, they need to have to reach home before nightfall. Both Elder Mahedran and I were moved to tears. He shared that when he thinks of the soul, he sheds many tears thinking about the souls. He shed tears throughout. He also expressed regret that due to his job, he cannot take much leave to visit those places. He said that he is working for one purpose alone, to carry out mission work. His wife, Deaconess Maya Priya, is working 3 jobs and receiving many blessings. She's also working to actively support mission work. In addition to offering 50% of their income each month, they're also setting aside additional savings to organize a praise team and support Pastor Ji-hun Jung's mission work. For example, one of the leaders in Latin America expressed his desire to attend Mami Summer Retreat next year. As he's an important worker for the mission work in Latin America, they invited him. To that end, Elder Mahedran has decided to provide about $2,035 for the airfare, and the other expenses will be covered by Sister G. Chamin, Pastor G's daughter. Their dedication for deaf believers were moving and became a great inspiration to me. I then met with Latvia branch leader and a junior deaconess from UK. The Latvian leader expressed a strong desire to have more of the Shepherd's books translated into Latvian. In particular, she shared that she was greatly blessed by the book Tasting Eternal Life Before Death. She was sorry that they don't have that book in Latvian. She is a worker devoting herself for many deaf people in Latvia. The leader also shared that 2027 will mark the 10th anniversary of the Latvia branch church. As Latvia holds a strategic position in Europe, many deaf people can gather. So she requested us to visit the country 2 years later and join their 10th anniversary service. They have such great longing that 12 of them have already booked a flight to attend the 26 Mami Summer Retreat. When meeting with the Penang workers team, I found each of them so precious. One of them said that since they live in a hot country, they would like to visit Korea during a cooler or colder season and wonder why the retreat has to be held in August. I explained about Korea's school summer vacation and workplace holiday schedules. You know, in that country, throughout the year, it is hot. There may be some differences between the rainy season or non-rainy season. And I asked them, how do you feel the differences of seasons? They can notice a difference according to the fruits produced in each season. And so when they didn't experience like snow or cold weather, so they don't know how it feels. So they wanted to visit Korea when in a cool or cold season. I explained them about the Korea's workplace holiday school schedules, and like Korean students have a summer break in August, so they can attend a summer retreat together. Also, workplace employees have their vacation in August. When I explained them to them, they understood their wish is to visit the shepherds and Ms. Bongnam Lee's memorial sites and the prayer house. Chiu Feng Ching shared with Thanksgiving that his son, who had suffered from severe atopic dermatitis, greatly improved after receiving prayer at the 2024 Penang anniversary service. He said that he is one of the three siblings and expressed sorrow over being treated differently by his parents. So I reply that we cannot fully understand our parents' hearts, and that as we honor our parents according to the word, we can enjoy prosperity and a long life on earth. I also met with Deacon Ernest, the president of the men's mission. Their concerns centered on how they can receive more blessings and devote themselves more for God's kingdom. They were focused on how they can devote themselves more. Deaf members seem to have a deep desire to repay the grace they received. For example, there is a member named Pascal in France. He's a teacher at a school for the deaf and is a highly respected figure in society. I prayed for him online last year, and he later received a substantial inheritance from his family. He wanted to offer that inheritance as an offering to Penang Mami Deaf Church, but Pastor G advised him to use it for deaf missions in many parts of the world. This reflects the practice of sharing and loving one another, as in the early church. After meeting with the deaf workers and members, we completed all our scheduled activities by God's grace, headed to the airport, and departed Malaysia. Beloved members, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4 says, God desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Throughout the 66,000-year human cultivation, this earnest desire of our God has never changed. To fulfill this desire, He has endured 1,000 years as one day and one day as 1,000 years. We, Mami members, understand how deeply the Lord longs for the salvation of souls. For this reason, from the founding of our church 40 years ago, until today, we have never ceased to pray and labor for the salvation of souls. Taking the footsteps of Jesus and the ministry of our forefathers of faith recorded in Scripture, we have devoted ourselves to saving souls. The explosive works of salvation that occurred when the Apostle Paul opened the door to world missions are being reenacted today through this church. Through the words of life and amazing power, many souls are being led to salvation. This is because this is because authority followed what Apostle Paul proclaimed, and Paul himself lived a holy life by God's word. As we testify to why Jesus Christ is our Savior and who God the Creator is, even idol worshippers and those who once persecuted the gospel accept the Lord. Moreover, pastors and believers who've lacked true faith repent with tears and resolve to live holy lives. When works of power that the even when the works of power take place, even hardened hearts acknowledge and believe God. The lame walk, the blind see, and the deaf hear, giving glory to the Almighty God. As Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 48, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Then, how can mummy members become the main pillars of this church that brings many souls to salvation? First, we must become fully united with the senior pastor through trust. When we are united in trust, we can fully share in the words of authority and the works of power bestowed on senior pastor. In the days of Apostle Paul, the gospel sharing was mightily accomplished through co-workers who were united with him in trust. But the degree to which they shared in his word and power differed according to their trust. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12 reads, God was performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that handkerchiefs or aprons were even carried from his body to the sick, and the diseases left him, and the evil spirits went out. What is happening in our church nowadays? Believing in the word of the Bible, you go out to many parts of the world, carrying the handkerchief of power, and manifest such works. Like our pastor Mi-kyung Lee, when she went on a mission trip to conduct pastor seminar and meetings, many works happened. And also Pastor Mi-kyung Lee went to Africa, Kenya, Nairobi, also DR Congo, and manifested the same kind of works. And just as a double portion of Elijah's spirit came upon Elijah, God is revealing great glory through the ministry of senior pastor today. This is because senior pastor has inherited and is advancing the visions of this church that leads all peoples to salvation. Therefore, the level of power manifested differs according to how fully we are united with the senior pastor who is carrying out this holy ministry. What we can manifest through power contained in the handkerchief is limitless, because the power is becoming greater and greater. Until now, we have grown in faith by seeing, hearing, and experiencing many signs and wonders. In addition, God has given us many opportunities to deepen our trust. So many, even this year alone, He granted us perfect weather during the 2025 Mami Summer Retreat. He prepared customized weather on the day of the 43rd. In that vast place, God covered the place with thick clouds. One day could be a coincidence, but it wasn't just one day. But from the moment we arrived until it was the same on Tuesday and Wednesday, it was covered by thick clouds. We felt cool breezes. In other regions, it was very hot, but in the regions where we were in, the temperatures was cool. In other regions, the temperatures were high. So we, in the summer retreat venue, we didn't like to come back to Seoul because we really liked the cool weather there. But we have to come back anyway because we have our own ministry here. Anyway, we were very happy during the summer retreat. And what did happen? When we were leaving on Wednesday and we hopped on the bus, it began to rain. Like, it was like a sign. Like, it began to pour in Penang. The same thing happened on that day, on Wednesday, when we were leaving the summer retreat venue. God showed us such customized weather. He also prepared customized weather on the day of the 43rd anniversary service. This year's autumn, we had a lot of rain. Many rural villages suffered damage. But on the day of our anniversary, there was a rain forecast. On the day before, we also heard the news of rain. But when we were working, we have to transport our items. We had to transport holy church supplies to that venue. God worked with customized weather, which was amazing. Because senior pastor prayed so earnestly, and God worked us that way. This proves that God guarantees us. And also, through the divine healing meetings, many members testify to healing. Also, senior pastor mentioned this. During the Friday online service, she was deeply moved by the Mami magazine last Friday. When the couples who used to be my members under my leadership, they were very poor. They were very good-hearted, but they were very poor. But now they have received a lot of blessings. They had large areas of land now. And medically, this was something impossible. I mean, he had only had a 20% of chances of restoration. But as he acted by faith, he experienced such amazing work. During the summer retreat, through the strong work of the Holy Spirit, when senior pastor prayed for him, such works followed. Such blessings. How blessed we are to experience such works and blessings. For example, because Timothy and Titus loved and trusted Paul, they obeyed whatever he told them and served him to the end. They stayed with him like sons, attending to him, and went to minister in the churches Paul had established. In contrast, some co-workers left him seeking their own interests. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10 writes, Thomas, having loved this, without complete trust, one cannot participate to the end in the precious work of fulfilling God's providence. A few people alone cannot accomplish the evangelization of the world. I pray that all of you will become one in trust with the senior pastor and become main players in leading all peoples to salvation. Beloved members, to become workers of this church that leads all peoples to salvation, second, you must faithfully fulfill your duty in your own position. You should diligently fix your deficiencies and shortcomings, develop your talents, and become complete and powerful instruments for saving souls. A diamond's brilliance differs greatly depending on how it is cut. In the same way, in bearing the fruits of light, as you refine yourselves more in both spirit and body, the light will shine more brilliantly. For example, when you go out to the world with a handkerchief, the fruit differs according to how much you have accumulated fire prayer and fasting, and how much you are refined outwardly through virtuous words and actions. Piling up prayer and fasting and making tireless efforts are your responsibility. Our shepherd and senior pastor, they extended to us love the same way. They didn't favor some specific individuals. They treated us all equally. But according to how much we prepare ourselves, how much we develop ourselves, we can experience God's work different at a different level. Some of you may think, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a man of spirit or whole spirit, what should I do? Stephen was not an apostle, but a deacon. Yet, Acts chapter 6 verse 8 records, Stephen, full of grace and power, was performing great wonders and signs among the people. Having become sanctified, he performed wonders and signs even as a deacon. For our church to lead all peoples to salvation, we have to press on with such longing. Organizations and workers who will support those running ahead have to stand firmly. Paul did not carry out all the ministry alone. Titus and Tertius traveled long distances taking weeks or even months to deliver Paul's letters and bring back the believers' replies. They also examined the church's situations and reported to Paul. Likewise, when we become one with senior pastor through trust and use the faith and talents each of us has received, we can clearly contribute to the salvation of souls. For church workers, they were faithful to the point of they also when Paul was in prison, they visited him, and there were some people who visited him. And Silla, he was in prison together with Paul after sharing the gospel. Titus and Tertius traveled long distances, taking weeks or even months to deliver Paul's letters and bring back the believers' replies. They also examined the church's situations and reported to Paul. Likewise, when we become one with senior pastor through trust and use the faith and talents each of us has received, we can greatly contribute to the salvation of souls. For church workers, this means arming yourselves spiritually and developing yourselves physically. The more we are equipped in both spirit and body, the more the work of saving souls will prosper. As you faithfully fulfill your duties at your home and workplace to become salt and light of the world, this helps satisfy your measure of justice. As each of us fulfill our part this way, the gospel of holiness and power is adorned like a beautiful garment and proclaimed to the world, guiding all peoples to salvation. Therefore, each of us must diligently fulfill the measure of justice for which we are responsible. Let me conclude a message. During the 6,000 years of human history, there has not been a single meaningless year to follow God. Even amid the great flood, Noah and his family, the righteous of their generation, survive. In time, God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldeans, gave him the new name Abraham, and made him the father of faith. About 2,000 years ago, out of his love, Father God sent his only begotten Son to this earth. Apostle Paul met the Lord on the way to Damascus, and he never lost the love of the Lord who reached out to him. Despite much persecution and suffering, Paul fulfilled his precious calling. In his letters, such as Romans chapter 16, he calls specific names, asking people to send greetings. In verse 7, he says, "Greet Andronicus and Junius, my fellow prisoners." And in verse 12, "Greet Typhonia and Typhosa, workers in the Lord. Greet Persis, the beloved, who has worked hard in the Lord." These were precious names whose labor Paul remembered one by one. They were names he prayed for, asking the Lord to remember and bless them. How do you want your names to be written in the book of life and the book of remembrance in heaven? Like one who prayed day and night for the Father's kingdom, one who diligently cared for fellow members and protected the church with all his life, or one who shared in suffering for the Lord's name, or one who labored much in the Lord and helped accomplish world evangelization. Each of your names will be recorded this way. I went on this mission trip as a servant of the Lord and a pastor, assisting senior pastor. Through this trip, I became even more certain that the works of God's power manifested for Manmin are becoming greater and greater. Because Father God guarantees us, I sincerely thank our beloved senior pastor for her prayer of power that made it possible for us to carry out this blessed and glorious work. I also express my gratitude to all the members who supported us with love and prayer, and to everyone who labored together on this mission trip. All glory be to God, the Trinity.
Hallelujah, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and nausea. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerate. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.